www.ReverendRoy.com. I've made the connection, ladies and gentlemen, on the whole blood moon thing and the timing. I've figured this out, and you can see if you agree or disagree with me. How are you, by the way? My name is Scott Hanlon. I'm without Todd Mitchell today. Todd has jury duty. He's being a good citizen. He has jury duty today. He didn't think my suggestion of bringing the microphone into the jury so we could weigh in on the guilt or innocence of the individual that he is, he didn't think that probably would go over real well with the judge, so he didn't make it. You know, I've never been part of jury duty. I got called one time and was actually in the box, and I remember at the time, it was Grand Forks, probably early 90s, I'm going to guess, and I told the judge, hey, we're really shorthanded at work, and I need to go back to work, and he scolded me something fierce, but he let me go because we had somebody out on maternity leave and everything else. But I've always thought it'd be very interesting, and I would actually like to do my civic duty. So whoever does the selection, go ahead and randomly select me. I'm up for it, no problem. Anyway, so yours truly, Scott Heron here. This is What's on Your Mind, and the telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Here's my connection on the blood moon. Did you watch it? Just saw a post from one of our listeners that had the kids out, lawn chairs, bundled up, watching the whole thing, taking it in. Now, that's a good mom right there. That's good dedication there, having the kids. I managed to, the spirit sort of lost to the flesh last night of this one because I wasn't able to stay up the entire time, but I did get up and watch at 2 a.m., it was pretty cool because 2 a.m. is when it was, you know, sort of the whole eclipse thing was really kicking in. I really wanted to see the red part, the blood moon part, but it wasn't coming quick enough, so hit the hay again and then back up about 4:35, but it was pretty much over. I guess the best part of the blood moon was around 3:30 from folks that actually watched it. But I know a lot of folks have been, what's the significance of this? What's the timing of this? I've got it. It's tax day. That's the connection. It just hit me like a ton of bricks this morning here. It's the pain you're feeling from knowing. Are you ready for this, folks? That you as Americans, we as Americans, spend more on taxes in 2014 than on food, clothing, and housing combined. Let me repeat that one more time. Housing, your mortgage payment, your rent. Food, what you eat, clothing, what you're wearing, what's in your closet. Add all those tabs up. How much I pay for the house, insurance, the clothes, the food, eating out, the grocery store. And stack that up, all those combined, and it's still less than what you're paying in federal and state and local taxes. $3.0 trillion in federal taxes in 2014. $1.5 trillion in state taxes, 30% of income in America. Now the question. Do you feel it? Do you notice it? Does it matter? Does it make you mad? Is it a fair shake? That's the question I have for you today on the program. I want to know what's on your mind regarding that particular statistic. We'll spend more on taxes in 2014 than on food, clothing, and housing combined. Now, we have a tax-friendly state. North Dakota is a pretty tax-friendly state. If you total all the taxes we pay in North Dakota compared to all the other 50 states, we've got a better deal than most. But guess what? We have a lot of income coming in as well into the coffers. And we could get some of that back. For instance, more and more I hear from our listeners, hey, what's with this income tax? What's with the corporate income tax? Why don't we take a cue from our neighbors to the south in South Dakota, take all these funds, and take a little closer look at spending, and maybe improve our tax climate some more, because we can. You know, our pain point is less than it is in a lot of other places, but it still is. Here's my deal on taxes. Dick Armey, good North Dakotan from Candu, North Dakota, many years ago proposed an idea that instead of having your payroll taxes just withdrawn from your paycheck, that you'd actually have to write a check for that. That idea flamed out quicker than you could believe in Congress. Do you know why? I think that one piece of legislation would do more to awaken a sleeping giant. I don't think people pay enough attention to this. I think it's just out of sight, out of mind, and we're just sort of like robots going through the day. We're the frog in that pot, you know, where the heat just slowly gets turned up. Before we know it, we're cooked. We just trudge through life, and it goes up a little more, a little more, a little more, and we wake up one day, and all of a sudden, housing, clothing, and food combined is less than what we pay in taxes. You think the founding fathers thought this would be the way to prosperity? It'd be the way to the path? So, you know, I don't know. Is this just a, yeah, so what? Yeah, but it's their big deal? Or is this a, are you kidding me moment for you? I want to know. You tell me at 800-228-0550. It is tax day. We're going to talk to some of the folks from the Tax Foundation. They crunch all these numbers. And, you know, we'll compare us here in the plains to other states. And we'll also, you know, take a look at just this national picture and crunch the numbers with these folks, you know, the experts. But I'm honestly more interested in what you think about this. It sort of becomes another day on the calendar, I think, for a lot of people. I don't sense a lot of outrage. And if you are outraged, do you do anything about it? I mean, what do you do? Do you show somebody, hey, here's what I paid in 2014. Here's what I paid in 2013. Here it is 10 years ago. What's wrong with this picture? Do you talk to school board members, county commissioners, city commissioners, city council members, legislators, congressmen, senators, to engage on the issue? Or do you just trudge through life and say it is what it is? If you do the latter, it'll get worse in 2015 and 2016 and 2018 and 2020, and just keep going down the path. But I want to know. We're also going to talk with some folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to go to Cavalier County today and talk about the impacts on the agriculture industry from the bottleneck on the BNSF. So we'll do that coming up, and then the Tax Foundation guest. Meantime, all the time is yours today on What's on Your Mind. Monty and Bismarck wants to answer my question. Hello, yeah, Monty, you're
up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, hi. I think taxes are too high. I think we should have a sales tax. That's everybody pays at the point of purchase, either in a national sales tax or a flat tax. And this deal with the IRS is absolutely, to me, the president and the people that put that on other people as criminal. And I don't know why they haven't prosecuted them. If you and I did that, we would be. But people don't pay a lot of taxes. Whether it's 50% pay no taxes, so nobody's got a horse in the thing. And if you do get
income, that's the real – let me stop you there, Monty. Hold your thought to go where you're going to go, because I think that's an important issue as anything. When you talk about the amount of people that don't pay, obviously that's a great political approach, isn't it? Because then you know you're going to have a lot of allies all along to keep it the way it is. I think the number is 72% of the taxes are paid by folks that make $100,000 and more. So you do have a lot of folks that don't have a tax liability, and obviously they're not going to call in today and complain, right?
Yeah, I know some people that got lucky in the Bakken, and their taxes are about 60% of whatever they make. So,
well, is that for a hit?
The elites don't want people like ordinary people to get ahead. They just soon tax them out of business if they could. And it's a sad, sad thing. I think our country is going to hell in a handbag, and I fought for this country, and to see it being done to it what it is. I've always split my ticket on voting, and I did this last time, but I'd be honest with you, I don't think I'll vote for another Democrat as long as I live, and it won't be local, state, or federal.
Monty, appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, and thank you for your service. Thank you for sharing your thoughts today. Talis, is it in Bismarck? You're next on What's on Your Mind, Talis.
Well, my grandpa used to say that be thankful you don't get all the government you pay for. But I think we've come to the point where we're getting more government than what we're paying for, and it's just getting scary.
What do you do about it?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I'm wondering if we're at such a point of being so top-heavy that there's nothing we can do until it just tips over. You know, I would like to think that the people of this country are smart enough to figure it out, but I don't see that happening. I mean, we see what happened in Nevada there, but
engage, folks. Get in the game like Talis is doing. More coming up here. Don't go away, folks.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
We are so thrilled to have the largest audience of any talk show in North Dakota because of you, the fine listeners of 550 KFIRE and KCJB and AM 1100 The Flag, as well as KLTC Dickinson and our Bakken affiliate KTGO right smack dab in the middle of the heart of the Bakken. And by the way, when we hit the road, we thank our friends at PetroServe USA for being our roadshow sponsor. We're on the road. If you go Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji, you'll find a PetroServe USA location. And you can get the 4 for $4 deal, a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And they're helping America feel better, too, by partnering up the Bakken oil fields with the corn fields of North Dakota. Got the blender pumps there, so your choice of the pump on 100% American-made fuels, and they're locally owned. Back to the phones here. Question of the day on tax day. Now that you know we pay more in taxes than food, clothing, and shelter combined, are you outraged? Are taxes too high? Are they about right? Is this much ado about nothing? And what are you doing about it, if anything, if you are, in fact, outraged? Jim in Fargo wants to weigh in at 800-228-0550. Hi, Jim. What's your take?
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, well, the only way we're going to fix it is we have to, you know, we don't own any, if a person doesn't own any stock in Ford Motor Company, they don't get to vote on anything. Now, what we have to do is start saying, in order to vote, you either have to have a valid retirement 1099 or a W-2. Otherwise, if you have no skin in the game, you don't get to vote. And that's the only way we're going to fix it, because we got 50% of the people voting that don't contribute nothing. So why do they have a right to vote on who's running things?
All right, so we got a few proposals here on the table. One is to go to get rid of the income tax altogether, go to a sales tax. You buy something, you pay a tax on it.
That's a good one.
Another one is, I love Dick Armey's, and that is that you write a check for your taxes. Rather than have it withdrawn, you write a check, just like you do for your mortgage, just like you do for the groceries, everything else. You actually get to see it, you know, monthly, every 2 weeks, quarterly, whatever. And I know all the arguments against it. Oh, people won't pay. We'll have that more enforcement, whatever. You know what? There'd be a revolt from that. We had the previous caller that raised this point of the fact that a large percentage of people don't pay. You're saying you don't pay taxes, you don't vote.
That's exactly right. Why should you get to have people running things if you pay no taxes? I don't live in Morehead, so I don't get to vote in Morehead City elections. I mean, you have no say in the game, and you have no skin in the game. And what we would do is it would encourage people to get to work, it's our only salvation. And plus, I think raise the voting age to 25, because, you know, 18-year-olds who have, they don't understand the world, and look what they've given us.
Now, you know what we would hear from some folks, we'd have to define what it means not to pay taxes, because, of course, you might be in an income bracket where you're not paying but you're paying payroll taxes, you're paying sales taxes, you're paying other taxes. So that'd be one of the arguments we'd hear, Jim. But go ahead.
No, I understand that, but I mean, we either do it that way, or the probably the best answer. In the world would be for that, if they could get to a balanced budget, would be a national sales tax. It would absolutely be the most fair tax and the best tax we could have if it has to be on everybody. There's just no question about it. But I would like to see, people saying, if you just sit there and you don't have any skin in the game, why are you voting and telling me who's going to run my city? Who's going to run my government, and you have no, you're not contributing nothing. You're a taker.
Takers and makers. Unfortunately, yeah. The biggest divide in America right now, which is why I believe we have the president and the Senate majority that we do today. Because,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's
no
more people that like the idea of being able to be a taker rather than a maker. And sadly, we all, as makers, ought to show them the far better way is to not be on the dole, not be attached to that. Real freedom comes from making your own way. Good points, Jim. I love it when we come up with solutions rather than just belly aching about it. And you got a good one there. Appreciate the call, Mark in Belfield. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Scott. My job gives me the honor of working with thousands of business owners in Western North Dakota, and it's really something. The amount of frustration is motivating, but also frustrates me, because people realize they're obligated to pay taxes, but yet we're also obligated to take action to protect the free enterprise system that gives us the right to earn the income. It's really something, Scott. There's a lot of inaction, and you mentioned just a few seconds ago about how willing people are to bellyache about it. Well, I don't see or sense enough people willing to stand up and take action to push back, you know, with enthusiasm. It motivates me to find the business owners, but it slows me down, too.
No, I agree with you completely. I think, you know, you're talking about frustration that you're hearing from clients, I assume, and people that you work with. And,
that's right.
And my question is, what do you do with the frustration, right? I mean, what do you – that's the frog in the pot thing that worries me. I think we, you know, we end up being sourpusses, for lack of a better term, understandably because of what we see happening, but we don't act on it. We don't do anything about it. And that's dangerous.
That's exactly right. It is dangerous. And, you know, the frustration, the comments that I hear about we're at a tipping point and where's this country going, well, the inaction and – for lack of a better word, but wholly accurate word, is apathy. That expedites the tipping over when people have the opportunity to, well, opportunity and obligation to push back and, you know, fulfill their obligations. We keep thanking people for their military service and so on, but where is the action to prove that you're authentic in thanking people? Yeah, thank you for your military service. Well, what are you going to do to really honor the people who have fought, and to honor the Bill of Rights, to honor our constitutional right to act, but also, you know, yes, we're obligated to pay taxes, but also regulated by irrational regulations. And yes, if they're irrational, no business owner is going to survive, but yet they didn't give up to sustain their business. But I think every person in the country is obligated to stand up to protect their right to have a business rather than bellyache about it.
You know what I would suggest more than anything, and it's a simple thing, I think, is, you know, to just in your own circle talk about this, right? And for us stoic Norwegian types here in the plains, that isn't always easy. You know, what do they say? Religion and politics get you uninvited from a party pretty quick. But I think just you know, what you've described here on the radio, people you work with and the amount of frustration out there, for you to share that even with 10 people, could have a profound effect, and obviously today you've done that by quite a bit. But I think I don't think we spend enough time in our own circles. I mean, the power of one, and you know, just who's in your favorites. If you send on a blast email, how many people would it go to? Who's in your favorites on your phone? You know, pick 10 people a day that you're just going to make a point to have a discussion about this. And in a sense, what you're doing is educating others and maybe emboldening others as well. That little thing could make a big difference, you know?
You're exactly right, Scott. And if we persevere on not just the dialogue, but engage that spirit, I mean, get up and you know, just make the call, but to go beyond that and show up at a commission meeting, show up at the legislature.
Huge. Absolutely. New faces at those places make a big difference. Thanks, Mark. Great call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a race. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Here in Minot, I worked January, February, and March, and man, it was cold out. I worked them first 3 months of the year just for Uncle Sam. Starting on April Fool's Days, I started working for Ed. The rest of the year, hopefully I can pocket that money. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, we're going to chat with the Tax Foundation folks next hour, Ed, on that very point of, you know, the comparisons that are out there and some of the numbers, and appreciate all your comments on this. A lot of great comments on tax day. And what I most appreciate is solutions. Until people feel the pain themselves, they continue with apathy. Pain in the bank accounts, says another listener. All right, we're going to shift gears here a little bit. We'll return to this topic and others at the top of the hour. Story out of Norman County, Minnesota. A county deputy has been shot near Purley. A manhunt is underway. We'll watch that situation for you up there in northwest Minnesota. And also Craig Cobb back in the news, connected and bragging about the fact that he's been conversing with the suspect in the shootings at the Jewish Center over the weekend. So we'll talk about that and a few other things in the news as we go. We are brought to you on Tuesdays by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our great sponsors. And speaking of this tax debate, not only is North Dakota Farm Bureau a voice for agriculture, the voice for agriculture in North Dakota, they're also a voice for limited government and self-reliance and economic progress that made this country great. You can find out more about them and all they have to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau, the folks that are bringing ag home. And the Cavalier County Farm Bureau President Leon Peterson joins us today, along with the North Dakota Grain Growers Association President Bob Wisness, on a topic we've been tracking, and that is the impacts to rail shipments of ag products being impacted because of the inordinate amount of traffic out there, and trying to find some solutions in that arena. Leon, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great.
And Bob, nice to have you back. We chatted briefly while you were on your way back from testifying before the Transportation Safety Board last week, and I know one of those cranky stewards made you shut the phone off, as they usually do when you're on a phone, but nice to have you back, Bob. Thanks for the time.
Yep. Thank you, and I apologize for that. I was a little mistaken on my flight times, and I kind of got caught there, but we can talk today.
No worries at all. So, Leon, give us your take on this situation. Is it just a matter of not enough rail, not enough trains, and a one heck of a busy state? Is it a case of ag not being enough of a priority for the railroad? What's your take on it?
I think you hit every one of those topics. I mean, it's every one of them. I mean, our infrastructure was not in place when the oil hit, and we were not prepared for it. You know, right now I heard on the radio that Senator Hovind came out and said that the that he had talked to the BNSF and they're going to send a lot of fertilizer up. But to me and my people that I'm representing, it's just a Band-Aid on the solution. It's not really doing anything. I mean, it'll help alleviate the problems this year, but it won't. In the future, we're looking at probably a more of an impact in the future than we are right now.
Tell me a little bit about how it's affecting your operation and the growers you're talking to.
Basically, they're worried that they're not going to get their fertilizer, and which has been gone. It's Hoven is obviously taking care of that, hopefully. but there's also all the grain elevators in our Cavalier County are at anywhere from 60 to 80% full. So we need to get that product out, which we haven't seen any solutions for that yet before the harvest, because if we don't get it out, what are we going to do with all the grain? This is a perishable commodity. Oil's not a perishable commodity. It's been in the ground for years. And that's where everything's going, is over there. BNSF can say that it's weather-related, that their problems were weather-related and they couldn't get out to do things, but I'm not buying that. I don't think any of my people are buying that. And I think we need to solve this solution before it comes to a head.
Let's talk a little bit about solutions. Did you hear any in D.C. before the Transportation Safety Board, which, you know, essentially has a velvet hammer of sorts to use against the railroad if necessary? Anything proposed in what you heard in the testimony before that entity in D.C., Bob?
No, there wasn't any solutions. You know, it was an opportunity for all of the affected shippers to air their grievances, so to speak, and we also heard from BNSF and CP Railroads kind of this same explanations we've been hearing from them. I don't doubt that they're true, but you know, the solution is apparently a ways off with what the railroads stated. They're investing a lot of money. BN is investing, I think, upwards of $5 billion over the next several years in their system, a lot of that in the Northern Plains. So, but that's going to take time. And what a lot of the people testifying says is we don't have time. And so the, you know, the obvious short-term solution is to, if we're going to ship more ag products, something else has to come off the rail, and that's really the where the argument is.
So as far as solutions are concerned, I mean, short-term, I guess it's a traffic cop almost, right, of sorts. But long-term, are you at least convinced that the amount of dollars they're talking about putting in, I've heard a lot of, you know, big numbers, hundreds of millions of dollars in investment for additional track, for train cars that they're putting in, that seems to at least point to a long-term solution. Are you taking any comfort from that, Bob? I mean, in other words, have we got the long-term solution figured out and now it's a matter of managing the pain points until then?
Well, I think that's basically true. We don't have, really at the current levels of shipping, and the other speaker is right, we're just probably not going to get this crop, last year's crop, delivered before the next one hits. And so I anticipate, you know, major storage problems. It may vary from area to area. You know, I think the problems get worse as you get closer to the Bakken area, but it's affecting the whole region, there's no doubt. We just don't have any other options. The rail is our only way out of this thing, and we have to find some way to for them to act quicker to move grain.
And Leon, how about you? Are you comfortable with the long term solutions on the additional capital investment for tracks and trains, and just worried about between now and then? What any solutions you think would make some sense that aren't getting enough attention? Give us your take on the solution side of this.
Yeah, definitely. I think they need to build the infrastructure, but are they going to have enough people to do it? That's the other thing. Are we going to have enough people to come into North Dakota that want to do that job and get paid that amount rather than go out to the oil and get paid their pay compared to what they're getting paid for the railroad? It's, you know, I think they need to come up with a solution for that, too. I know the state does have a surplus of money. Is it possible for the state to stipend these people and say, hey, you know what, you come and work for the infrastructure and put the infrastructure in so that we can get, you know, something done so that we can take care of North Dakota, and we'll make sure that you get taken care of, too. And then after everything gets done, we've got so many products, you know, in North Dakota that I know there's scuttlebutt about a bunch of natural gas plants going up out west. There's a scuttlebutt about oil refinery going up near Devil Lake. I mean, once we get these people in here and they're done with the infrastructure, there's jobs available here so that they can do something here after they get done. So it's not like we're bringing them in and saying, hey, okay, fix this and then get out.
So the long term makes some sense, and obviously, as you mentioned, you got a lot to do to get all that done, and it's just another day in North Dakota trying to attract a workforce is an important a task here. But what about the short term? Is there anything you think that's not being done that could be done short term to manage this better?
Short term, I think that they really need to get the ag side taken care of, and then we can go and take care of the oil. We're pumping, a million plus barrels of oil a day out of the Bakken, which is completely fine, and I think it's great for the state, but agriculture built the state. Agriculture brought the railroad here. We're still the number one producer in North Dakota. I mean, we're on top, and we think that they should help us ensure that our products get out to the world. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, that we're not seeing our products get out to the world because they're worried about this non-perishable commodity getting out to the world. This last thing I heard, I've never heard of oil feeding anybody, so I think we should probably concentrate on what feeds the world.
Well, I'd be curious what you mean by that, how we do that or manage that, but let's go to Ron in Williston first with a question or comment for our guest on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Ron.
I just have a comment. If people would look at what's happening in Saskatchewan, they're having the same issues as we are, moving the grain, and they have determined that the railroads are responsible to the citizens to balance more than one product moving to the market. And what they have proposed, and from what I believe actually put into law, is they are requiring the railroads to move X amount of tonnage of grain products per week. And if they fail to do this, they are proposing $100,000 per day fines on the railroads, which will go directly back to the farmers. This would force the railroads to balance the needs of the entire population and not just focus on one product. Thank you very much.
All right, Ron, appreciate the call. Was that solution proposed at all at the Transportation Safety Board last week or some variety of that, Bob?
There was, you know, some talk by some presenters similar to that. I think, you know, people are trying to avoid excessive government intervention. That's really our last resort. Nobody wants to do that. You know, if it comes to that, you know, I suppose that's what it'll have to happen. But, you know, getting somebody to the railroads to voluntarily do that at this point in time, given their, you know, their commitment to haul oil, I think will be very difficult.
Hold that thought if you would. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Why did farmers do what they do? Brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When we come back, and more of our conversation on rail traffic and the ag industry coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Why do farmers do what they do? The North Dakota Farm Bureau gets us answers to your questions. Here's a question we received last week. Why do farmers use so much high-tech equipment? And for an answer, we turn to Chris, a farmer from Wolford. So, Chris, tell us, why do farmers use all that high-tech gear?
We use such high-tech equipment. Farmers are always looking for ways to become more efficient and feed the world. We use things such as GPS, section control, and variable rate fertilizer mass to use less chemical and fertilizers, while at the same time producing more for every acre. When farmers use variable-rate fertilizer maps, we are able to place nutrients precisely where the plants need their food. By using GPS and section control, we are able to save money on over-applying chemicals and seed. And as farmers, we are always looking for ways to be good stewards of the environment and preserve the land for future generations. These are just a few of the high-tech tools farmers use to help protect the environment and the people around us.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Ask your questions of why farmers do what they do at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. All right, we're chatting today with Cavalier County Farm Bureau President Leon Peterson and North Dakota Grain Growers Association President Bob Wismus talking about rail traffic and the impacts on the ag industry. There is news today that the largest railroad company serving North Dakota, that would be BNSF, is devoting unit trains and assigning crews to quickly deliver fertilizer for the spring planting season. Matt Rose, the chairman of BNSF, said over the weekend to Senator John Hoeven that he would, actually Senator Hoeven spoke to Matt Rose saying, hey, we want the railroad to do everything it can to ensure timely delivery of fertilizer for spring planting. And Hoeven said BNSF stepped up, going to assign unit trains dedicated to a single commodity to move fertilizer to customers more quickly. Tom Lilja, executive director of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association, said the increase in oil being pushed to the tracks is one concern for farmers, but he said a planting delay in the southern Midwest may affect North Dakota as well. So there's another reason folks are worried about that. Back to our conversation with the guests. So do you think that there are solutions here? And you said earlier, Bob, you don't want a government solution to this. I don't know, Leon, if in the short term, if you'd like to see more of this come on, you know, this was BNSF saying, hey, we want to make sure fertilizer gets there, so we're going to do it. If something similar be used on making sure you reduce some of the storage capacity that you have right now, is this a good omen that BNSF is doing what they're doing on the fertilizer side? Could this be the mode that would solve some of the short-term problems, do you believe?
I think so. I think it's going to alleviate some of the problems, definitely. I'm glad that BNSF stepped up and it's helping out the farmers. It definitely helps quite a bit. I hope that they do the same thing for getting the grain out. It's yet to be seen, but hopefully they will. And that last caller talked about Canada. I mean, how many engines and crews are they dedicating to Canada alone just to alleviate their problem? And that's gonna adversely affect us too. So, do they have enough people to do this? And do it in a timely fashion where we can get our crops in the ground, we can get our crops fertilized, we can get the grain out, and then we can get our grain from the next year in. Is it going to happen? It remains to be seen. I hope it does for the farmer's sake. So I guess I'm not sure if we're doing enough. I think everybody needs to get out and talk to everybody that they can about it so that everybody knows about what's going on here.
If we had Matt Rose from BNSF on the other end of the line right now, and he said, "Hey Bob, hey Leon, tell me what you'd like me to do." I mean, I always scratch my head at this one because it's like so many things. I mean, we need more of everything in North Dakota right now, right? We need more roads, we need wider roads, we need more people, we need more housing, certainly in the oil patch, and in your case, we need more rail track, and we need more trains, we need more capacity. To be able to move all kinds of products to market and get them into this place. These are all pain points that are associated with a roaring economy and that are a good thing. But I also feel your pain. You got the bins filling up, you got storage capacity going away, and you got another crop coming. What the heck do you do? So where would you start? And Bob, you were part of that. I'll ask you first, and then Leon will end on that point. If BNSF's on the phone right now and they said, Bob, what do you want us to do? What would you suggest?
Well, first of all, I would express to Mr. Rose that it's extremely unfortunate that a United States senator has to step in to find a way to encourage solutions to our problems. The problems have been there. It isn't a problem that's occurred in the last week or two or month or two. It's been going on now for a long time. And so the failure of the railroads to realize the importance of agriculture in North Dakota, I think, is very disturbing. Now, great thanks to Senator Hoeven, and we've also had great cooperation with Senator Heitkamp and Representative Kramer. They've all been outstanding in conveying our concerns the farmers' concerns about rail issues to the railroads. So our thanks go out to them. And you know, another point is this is a symptom. It's another symptom of, I believe, overdevelopment of the oil fields in western North Dakota. Everything in the rush to get the oil out, the only way, the fastest way, was on the rail. We all know we need more pipelines. That is the ultimate solution.
No question there. Well, we're out of time, but appreciate the effort in trying to come up with some solutions here. We'll stay on this for you guys. Help any way you can. Leon Peterson, Bob Wisner, thanks.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.